Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures in the red for the most part all day today. They did rally back in the second half with corn closing unchanged, with December at about $3.48. November beans were down 6 cents, about 9 cents off their low. 9:45 and a half. We'll begin to transition into the January contract because the November goes off the board. And then the wheat futures just a little bit lower here in Chicago wheat, down about 2 cents. We were mixed in Kansas City, unchanged here in the front months, but July of 15 up about a penny at $5.89. A lot of attention to that $6 level. People think that $6 level is where we need to be. And of course, everybody wants higher, but if we could get there, there would be it looks like, to me like a lot of happy wheat producers. At midday today, most of the down talk was that the hedge funds were in here selling a lot of grain positions, corn, wheat, and beans. But then latter half of the day, as the market started to perk up and found a little bit of a foundation, that must have stopped and possibly reversed. There's a lot of talk at this time of the year of South America and their planting progress. They're about halfway where they need to be for this time of year. Brazil's about 10% planted, where they need to be about 20% to be getting off to a good start.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Export sales this morning were bullish for soybeans, 73.2 million bushels. The range was 37 to 43 million bushels. If you look at it in metric tons, it was 1.99 million metric tons, looking for 1.1 to 1.3. So almost double what we were expecting, which was bullish beans. And I believe that was a large part of the reason why beans, even though lower throughout the day and 1.15 cents lower, that was one thing that did bring them back. Corn exports, 28.2 million bushels or 717,000 metric tons. Below the range, we were looking for 34 to 39 million bushels, and with 28.2, that was below. And then wheat was right in the middle at 17.7 million bushels, looking for 14 to 19 million bushels. This afternoon, we'll have the crop progress. For corn, we're looking for 35 to 40% harvested. Behind schedule, we're normally at 52 this time of year. And for soybeans, 55 to 60% harvested. Also a little bit behind schedule. Normally, we're at 65% for this week. And now we're behind because it's a big crop, so it's not all bad news to be late.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle 297 higher at 168.02, February up 287 at 166.90, November feeder cattle up 267 at 236.82, January up 295 at 231.07, December lean hogs down 142 at 89.15, February 115 lower at 86.40. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat down three quarters at 601, March down a quarter at 601.5. December Chicago wheat down 2.5 at 513.5. December corn up a quarter at 348.25. March up a half at 361.75. November soybeans down 7.5 at 944.25. January down 7.5 at 952.25. December cotton down 71 at 62.29. March down 3 at 61.70. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.